You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Oh my goodness. Hello, you all. Welcome to The Freedman Show. This is Jahadu. I want to come to you all this evening to talk to you all about the Democratic debate, part two. And man, come on, like really? They were talking about everything under the sun, moons, stars, sun, and in the sea, man. They was talking about everything except reparations, everything except the Black agenda, everything except the racial wealth gap. Everything except anything to even do with H.R. 40. And we're not even going to get into that because that was a sham too. You know, like, America is treating ADOS, American descendants of slaves, like a stepping stool. We just seem like a stepping stool here. Like, we a source of entertainment and economy boosters. That's it. Just totally left us out. The only person that was trying to speak up and say something about us was Marianne Williamson. She's the only person that spoke up and mentioned reparations. But as soon as she tried to come in to talk about it, they cut her off. They gonna cut her off. You know, Kamala Harris talking about when she growing up and all this other stuff. Don't nobody care about all of that. You know, we care about reparations. We care about a Black agenda. Y'all talking about immigrants. Y'all talking about global warming. Y'all talking about everything under the sun except what America is doing to Black people. Except how America is using the 13th Amendment loophole and the American prison system is 50% Black males. America's the fourth largest country in the world, but it has 25% of the global prison population. And 50% of that is Black males. And, like, really? I can only imagine the percentage that's like the Central Park Five. You know, I mean, like, we really need to get real about this. It seemed like they just really concerned about Trump winning. Trump gonna win because y'all can't seem to get y'all stuff together. Also, like, what is our dog in this race? What is our dog in this race, my ADOS brothers and sisters? Cause nobody's pushing a Black agenda. Nobody was talking about what's going on in our community and how it's affected us. You know, they push the talk for reparations to the wayside. That's all they want to do. They want to talk about reparations. You know, that's it. They just want to talk about it. But they didn't even want to do that. You know, we have to get in tune, you guys. You know, I know we got things just distracting us, that's put here on purpose to distract us, whether it's Instagram, you know, Facebook, any other form of social media, you know, hip hop, loving hip hop, all of this other stuff, all of these distractions, Netflix and chill, all of that. Oh man, it's time to get real about these Black politics, man, because it's like they're insulting our intelligence. You know, y'all more concerned about immigrants and helping immigrants more than y'all are the people that were stolen from their from their homeland, brought over here, built the country, and we just being used as a stepping stool. That's it. Y'all ever seen in them old cartoons where it's like where it's a drop, but then the cartoon characters, the cartoon characters, they make a bridge so the other cartoon characters will walk over, and then the other cartoon characters, they have to help themselves up, help themselves get back up. So, you know, so they don't fall down. That's ADOS. That's how we live in life in America right now. We helping everybody else get across, everybody else, you know, coming up to our communities, sell us things, build businesses, and we getting locked out of all of that. You know, but they'd rather talk about immigrants. And this is just no knock to immigrants. I'm just saying we already here. We're already here. And these are things that I've already touched on before. You know, this goes beyond slavery. Like I'm looking at my Twitter right now, and Marianne Williamson, she tweeted, and the Democratic Party should be on the side of reparations for slavery for this very reason. I do not believe that the average American is a racist, but the average American is woefully undereducated about the history of race in the United States. She's absolutely right. They are woefully uneducated about the history of race in the United States. You know why? Because it's done on purpose. American school systems, they don't teach people about slavery, how it's supposed to be. They make it seem like we immigrated over here. No, we were brought over here by force. You know, it's not something that we wanted to do. Like we were just unpaid servants. Like our ancestors wanted to do this. No. You know, this country really need to get real about reparations, or they just gonna have a rude awakening. Because ADOS is no going nowhere but up. The only person on this presidential campaign that seems to really genuinely care about ADOS and our movement and our black agenda that you can find on ADOS101.com is Marianne Williamson. You know, and you know that the candidates, they had 45 seconds at the end to say what they wanted to do for the country or how they wanted to affect it. And you know, Marianne L. Williamson, she was talking about, you know, killing the whole Trump administration with love, you know. And that goes back to one of my podcasts is about, you know, Fred Hampton and killing racism with solidarity. You know, the evilness in this country is just ridiculous, man. Like, come on. You know, they talking about everything under the sun, like the abortion bill. You know, like, really? In 2019, we still talking about that. And you know, they're not even doing that because they are pro-life and this, that, or the third. They're not doing that. They're not making all them bills because of that. They're making those bills because the birth rates for white people are low. They're at an all-time low, you know, and they want to make sure that those birth rates stay up. You know, they trying to make sure that doesn't happen. So it's just a whole bunch of smoking mirrors. You know, they spent like 40 plus minutes talking about immigrants. And this is what I'm talking about right here. So it's time to get real, you guys. Like, it's just time to get real. You know, I know you want to be on your Instagram posting pictures, and you know, and on Facebook, and we talking about love and hip hop or the new rap song that's coming out or whatnot. But Man, it's time to get real about these politics, man. Like they're talking about the like the year like what was it 2050? The black net worth is gonna be zero. You know, like that's happening. That's happening right now. And that they said that in his article by the year 2053. You know, you can look this up on the Guardian. You know, the median wealth of Black Americans will fall to zero by 2053, warns new report, and this is on the Guardian. If y'all want to see it, but that's happening right now. You know, our percentage of wealth in America is 2.6%. We have 2.6% of the wealth in America. That's how much we have as a collective, as a whole, you know. And I know some people, they got their degrees or they done started a business, or you know, they living real good, you see. But that's individualism, you know. We can't. I noticed that a lot, like in our communities, we based a lot of what we doing off of individualism, you know. Well, I'm doing good, you know. I got this, I got that, you know. I got my degree and what I'm doing good, you know. But no. Oh, we got to get off that individualism. You know, we got to look at things as a collective, as a group. And as a group, we only 2.6% of the wealth. So what's more important? Let's get involved in these politics, getting involved in our hometowns and legislation and working on getting bills passed that directly affect our lives. Also, becoming a part of new Black media and getting involved and speaking the truth to our people, or we gonna let TV do that for us? We gonna let all these TV shows that show us in a bad light and push these agendas not only on our people here in America, but across the whole entire world and across the whole entire diaspora? We gonna let people who don't have our best interests in mind not only control the way we're governed, but also control our narrative as it appears on news and television and movies or what have you? You know, we really gonna do that? We can't continue to do that. We can't continue to follow the pale white horse. We can't continue to do that. You know, it's time to lock in. It's time to get in tune. You know, so do whatever you have to do. Talk about this on Twitter. Get involved in your local community as far as government go. And if you want to, you know, just get in tune. You can follow Tone Talks and Yvette Carnell, aka Breaking Brown. You can follow them on YouTube. And also you can find the Black Agenda on ADOS101.com. You'll be able to see the Black Agenda and what we're calling for, because playtime's over. We can't afford to play with the Democrats, the Republicans, or whoever. You know, we not finna be sitting up. What are we voting for? Ask yourself that. What you going out and vote for? A vote is a business transaction. A vote is a business transaction. And what is ADOS getting out of that transaction? What are we getting out of the transaction? And please don't fall for Bernie Sanders and his payoff of student loan debt. That's it. That's all we're gonna be happy with. We just gonna be happy with that. That's not gonna close the racial wealth gap. It's not. It's not going to close the wealth gap. It may seem like it's going to close the wealth gap, but it's not. You know, that's gonna benefit more other people than it is ADOS. And that's just the truth. So we need to be pushing for a black agenda, for them to come with a black agenda and reparations, which are long overdue. And when you look at reparations, you just can't look at slavery. You got to look at slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, convict leasing, civil rights movement, segregation, crack epidemic, the 1994 crime bill, mass incarceration, police brutality. You know, I could keep going on and on. You know, we've been talking about this, and you know, we have plenty time to continuously make an impact on the presidential candidacy and race like we've been doing. But I want all my people to just really galvanize and get in tune with this and really do y'all homework. You know, you can start by reading the book. You can start by reading the book, The Color of Law. You can start by doing that. And then you can also read a book by Dr. Claude Anderson called Black Labor, White Wealth. Or you can either read another book called The Color of Money, Black Banks and the Racial Wealth Gap. You know, you can read those books and just learn about your history. Please learn about your history, my beautiful people. You know, what we've been taught in high school or whatnot, it's all propaganda, all lies. You know, it's really time to get in tune. You know, my job here on the Freedman Show, I want to make politics as popular as rap music in the black community, popular as anything that's popular thus far, you know, in the black community. I think politics needs to be right up there. You know, and for them to speak for 2 hours, and the closest thing that they talk about is just a little smidget, just a little pinch about police brutality, and Marianne Williamson only mentioning reparations, and then they veer off and start talking about other stuff. They didn't even want to let her speak. They was like, oh no, she's for those ADOS folks. We're not gonna let her. No, don't come to her. Let's talk about global warming. Come on, y'all. But this is Jahadu from the Freedman Show. I just want to come and talk to y'all about this. Like, I can't stress enough how we can't afford to just be locked out. You know, like America just treating us like the bad stepchild, or the Bart Simpson that got left in the attic. You know, that's how they treating us. You know, like a child that they don't want to see, a child that they just locking in their room and they don't ever want to see again. You know how evil that is. Oh man, like we can't continue to just be a stepping stool for America. We just can't continue to be economy boosters here and get treated like we're tourists in our own country that our ancestors built. We're getting treated like second class citizens, so much so they don't even want to mention us. They don't even want to say the word black. They wearing black suits but don't even know the word black. So please, you all, I wanted to get you all's feedback about the debate. And yeah, like this is all bad. We can't afford to be denied anymore. You know, this totally coming to an end. So please leave your comments and your feedback. Also, you're able to leave me a voice message here on Anchor. So you're definitely open to do that. And just give me your feedback. I'll definitely respond back. But I would like to know what you think of the debate and the presidential election and candidates going forward. All right, you all take care.